It is that time. Time for Stiles and Watkins.
You can join the show by texting 916-339-1140. Find us on YouTube at Sactown Sports 1140.
It's time for Alan Stiles and Chris Watkins.
Yes, yes, yes. On a Tuesday, Stiles and Watkins got you till 2 p.m. If you had the day off yesterday, welcome back. If you didn't have the day off yesterday, congrats. You made it through Monday, and you are now one day closer to the weekend. Stiles and Watkins got you. Chris, how's it going, my guy?
Pretty good, yeah. Jason got me a little fired up with the All-Star Celebrity Talk earlier.
That's
we're going to get into it. So, feeling good. And, definitely needed that Monday off. It actually felt like a three-day weekend, which is very, very rare, it feels like.
Yeah, right. I mean, and I talked a little bit about it in the crosstalk. Didn't really get to just kick my feet up. But, hey, you know, thanks to having the day off, we were able to power through our care being sick. So, you know, it was I got some quality time.
Right.
All right.
You
need that. So, you know, Mr. Mommy or Daddy Daycare, whatever you want to call it, was in full.
It's a great movie. I completely forgot about Daddy Daycare. Was fantastic. Really, really underrated. I definitely have not rewatched that since it came out. I definitely got to hop on.
Fire it up. We got Nate Littlefield behind the glass for us today as we get a chance to break down all things All-Star. Look, I put something out during the game, and me personally, it feels like we're on the same page with this. To me, it's just turned into an NBA fan pilgrimage.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Let's all come to social media every season and complain about the All-Star game.
Right.
We don't actually know what we want because you don't want anybody getting hurt. You don't want, Kobe, I had somebody respond with that Kobe clip. I literally had to stop myself from being too sarcastic. Oh, thank you. I've never seen that Kobe, you know, that Kobe clip before where he talks about people playing harder, players playing harder at UCLA. The way I see it is this: there are 82 games in a season. Then you have the postseason, and then you have the finals.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time to see high-level basketball.
Yeah.
Okay? Just enjoy this for the pageantry. Just enjoy this to see everybody kicking it. I don't really know why we're trying to. And the thing is, it's not just an NBA thing. NFL has the same issue, so they just said, let's just get rid of it.
Yeah.
And we just did flag football. Baseball is a little bit different because it's kind of hard to half try in baseball.
Yeah.
You can't half throw a baseball. You get injured.
Right.
Can't half hit a baseball. You're just going to swing.
Right.
So that one, and that's why it matters. That's why they still, whoever wins does this. And I know they've kind of went back and
forth.
There's
also a better system, too, of subbing people in and out, too, right?
Exactly. So, you know, I understand why people want to complain about it, but I saw something posted from, I think, the 1992 All-Star game where it was, and nobody was shooting threes back then, and it was 152-98.
Yeah.
So people love to complain, number one, and people love
things
to—
Things were always better in there.
They were always better.
Always,
instead of the grass is greener, it's like the past is better.
Yes.
Just doesn't matter. The past is better. And I don't need to see these guys go. Just if you don't like it, you don't have to watch.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I'm at. I frankly don't. Like, I really, unless the Kings are in there or if there's some storyline that I'm looking to follow, like, I'm not super interested in the All-Star game. I'll have it on passively in the background, but I'm not really going to pay attention to it. And I just think I think the game itself has outlived its use. I feel like back in the day when games were tape delayed and you had to watch Magic Johnson and Larry on literal tape delay finals, the All-Star game was your only opportunity to get to see Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Isaiah Thomas, all the greats all on the same floor at once. Now with League Pass, like if I'm in Miami and I'm a huge Steph Curry fan, I can watch every single game of Steph Curry's career. I don't even need, like, I don't need anything else. I don't need an All-Star game. I can watch all of his playoff games. And so, I don't know, I just feel like in terms of its usefulness, like why people even think that it used to be important in the past was because of that reason. And now it's really just the week itself leading into the game or the couple days leading into it is for guys to get their marketing stuff off and to meet, you know, league officials meet and all that stuff. But for the most part, I mean, I don't think anybody is getting anything out of, like, even the viewers, I don't think they're getting anything out of the weekend in total.
Yeah, and, you know, Adam Silver congratulated the East on breaking the scoring record, and here's that sound. He doesn't seem too thrilled. Who he said recently, we're going to fix this. You didn't fix it. Here he is.
And to the Eastern Conference All-Stars, you scored the most points. Well, congratulations. Giannis.
That is crazy.
I can't wait for that to be in 2K. Just right, like, you're playing in the All-Star game, and he's like, well, all right. I mean, that right there speaks volumes. I mean, if your commissioner is out here and he can't even try and fake, like, that was a good game or that was something to be proud of as a league, what a joke. Like, what an absolute joke. And I guess they were shooting for 200 points at halftime, but there's no world in which that's entertaining.
Yeah, and I'm thinking back to a couple years ago when Steph won it. Maybe it's just a Steph thing. Do you remember that when he made however many threes in a row and he was...
Vaguely.
That was something that I guess was a bit more exciting, but you could say, well, Dame kind of did the same thing. I think Steph is just kind of his own entity. So, it doesn't seem like Adam Silver was thrilled. Here's my question. Why did they get rid of whoever wins this quarter, their charity gets the money? That was what, 4 years ago, something like that?
Yeah.
That was That was the last time that the All-Star game really was competitive. Why did they stop doing that? It was every quarter. So every quarter they went back and forth, and I think that was the one where they ended up trapping KD or Steph in the corner. Yeah. Why did they stop doing that?
I really don't know. Yeah, because it was really competitive. It was, they had the Elam ending, and so, like, there was a target score for them to get, and then I think it was, like, a three-point game with, like, 5 points to go, and it got super tight at the end. Like, that's what you're, like, if you're going to get anything out of the All-Star game, it would be something like that, where you can get 3 to 5 minute stretch of truly the 10 best basketball players in the world at that moment on the floor really trying to outscore each other for 5 points or 8 points. Like, that's about as good as you can get. And I have no idea why they would get rid of it. I mean, to me, I know Sam Amick brought up that the players are talking about getting paid for playing in
like
the All-Star.
That's
insane. I'm not saying Sam's insane for throwing it out there. I think it's insane for the players to even say that. But to me, that's the way that you get these guys to play, is not by paying them, but is by dangling some sort of, you know, carrot of competitiveness in front of them.
And their, I guess, their moral compass, if you will. Because if you have kids, they had those kids in the building and you saw the kids that
disappointing.
Lost. I know they both end up getting money, but I mean, the kids were just sitting there. Of course they're gonna go at
start
it. That's
saying
what you,
Westbrook.
Right. That's what you need. I don't know why they got rid of that. Yeah, it was something else. And, you know, you also had Kenny Smith, who really, we have his audio, and then we have him on Stephen A defending that. And I want to get your thoughts, Chris, on just that whole thing. That was probably the highlight of the weekend.
It really was.
Steph and Sabrina.
Yeah. I just think it just wasn't great. Like, it was first off, honestly, the worst part about it was the timing. It just was not the time for Kenny to have that conversation, regardless of, I'm sure there's half, you know, or whatever, there's a certain percentage of people that think Kenny's dead on. There's a ton of people who are upset and think that it was just completely the wrong thing to say. I think regardless, I hope that we can all just admit, probably just wasn't the time immediately after the competition's over.
The timing was terrible.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's fine if you're doing, like, you know, 30 minutes later on your set in your studio set. But in that moment, it was just such a great moment. I think, like you said, I think you're completely right. I think that was the highlight of the week. To then just completely disparage it and say, you know, literally moving the lines and or the goalposts, if you will. Like, I just think it was poorly timed. And you mentioned him apologizing or not even apologizing, defending himself almost on Stephen A. Smith. He just didn't get it. And I don't know how much time we want to spend on it, but I just feel like it was It was a really, really bad moment and something that should have been a really, really awesome moment for basketball in total. Because I think regardless of what the result was, I think everyone saw that Sabrina Ionescu is a fantastic shooter. And the message and the point was, like she said, doesn't matter male or female, shooters can shoot. And that is, that just is the case. And it was just really, really tough moment. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of tough moments this weekend from the broadcast. Not just that. I mean, Chuck had a moment where he talked about the city of San Francisco. And again, regardless of whether you think he's right or wrong, I would just say not the time and place to have that conversation. It was just not great. I just didn't love how TNT handled the broadcast in total, which is also tough because there's not a lot going on. I've been I was at the All-Star game last year. I think Chuck said that literally as the final buzzer went off. In a 200 to 186 point game, you're going to run out of stuff to talk about. So it's kind of a goes hand in hand, but I just thought the broadcast in general was pretty bad.
Coming up, continuing to break down the All-Star game, and later in the show, we have Kings Talk. We also have a conversation or a clip of a conversation that we had with the Super Bowl wide receiver, and he puts Brandon Ayuk in his top 10. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Sacktown Sports. Call or text at 916-339-1140.
There were a lot of headlines coming out of the All-Star weekend, and all of them weren't great. TNT kind of had a rough go this weekend, and very similar. And this is what happens, Chris, Styles, and Watkins. This is what happens when you always are on that line. Sometimes the line is going to get crossed. You have Draymond and Chuck, and they go back and forth. Yeah. That's kind of like their shtick. Yeah. And sometimes lines get crossed, and lines got crossed, I think, on that night. And in a different way, Kenny Smith kind of crossed a line. We have him defending himself. We'll get to that a little bit later. But let's hear the actual broadcast and what happened as soon as the contest, the competition ended.
I think she should have shot from the women's line. She should have shot from the women's line. That would have been a fair contest. I still root for Sabrina. I still root for Sabrina.
We all are rooting for Sabrina.
No. She should have shot from the three-point line that the women shoot from.
Why are you putting those boundaries on her?
That's not a boundary. That's what the game is.
She wanted to shoot.
They have a smaller ball, don't they?
She shot with the WNBA ball.
WNBA ball is smaller.
She shot with the WNBA ball.
Yeah, but she should have shot from the line. There's a women's tee in golf and there's a men's tee. For a reason.
No.
She a shooter shoot.
Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, but they shoot from where they shoot from.
No.
Thank you.
No.
Sabrina.
Good job, Sabrina.
No,
but don't let any man put boundaries on you like Kimmy.
Well, then give him a regular ball then.
Don't let
give
any
the same
man
ball.
Boundaries on you.
Give him a regular ball then. It's not fair.
Curry,
I disagree.
Eight of the nine. Money
right,
ball.
So that's actually my second time just listening to the
same.
Pure audio
yeah.
because there was a lot going on and I knew it was bad. It actually is worse than I thought. Because he brings up golf, which was super random. Basically, he had that in the chamber,
yes.
right? Why do you think there's a... Did you lose to a woman in golf last weekend or something like that? Then for him to continue to say, well, then give her the men's ball, it was a little bit more aggressive than I think I initially thought.
Yeah.
I think I kind of... You know, there's a lot going on when we're watching and you're watching it live.
You're telling me you're not paying super close attention to All-Star Saturday?
I was for personal reasons,
sure.
but they both hit, by the way. So I was good there. But I did not realize how aggressive that got. And we know Reggie Miller and his sister Cheryl and
Cheryl's
how she's
one
a
of the
great.
Goats.
So Reggie is going to ride.
Yeah.
Reggie is going to ride. And I thought...
He's like, yo, I don't think you understand. I used to get beat up and down the
court
all day.
That was actually... A bad look, and like I said, we'll get to Kenny defending himself on Stephen A. a little bit later, but that was not great.
It's also like, it's not like Sabrina went out there and Kevin hurt her the joint and hit three.
No.
Like, she hit 26, which is as many as the men. Like, that was the highest scoring
in
round.
In the men's score.
In the men's round. So, like, it's not like she did so poorly that, let's try and, like, I could at least give Kenny the benefit of the doubt if Sabrina had, like, 15.
Yes.
And Steph ends up with 29, and it's not really a competition. Then you can say, at least justifiably, you can have a reason to say, well, maybe clearly she struggled from this. Maybe we should have done this. That's fine. That's constructive criticism. But for somebody to score as much as everybody else did, and then to say, like, actually, she should have actually been close. Like she was at some major disadvantage. I don't know. I think it was, again, and then for it to be immediately after they finish, it's like, why do you have those thoughts after just watching that? How is that your first thought?
Because he thought that she had no chance anyway. He already had this in the chamber. We have Kenny Smith defending himself on the Stephen A. Smith show. Here he is.
What is your thoughts about everything everybody is saying?
Yeah, I think it's much ado about nothing, Stephen, honestly. Most people who know basketball understood what I was talking about. Actually, I was advocating for her more than anything else because basketball is all is muscle memory.
Right.
So he practices from one range. She practices from the other. There's even a study, I think, with somebody throwing darts, the guy who throws darts.
Okay.
And if you move him out one step, his accuracy changes dramatically. But the funny thing about it, if you move them in one step, its accuracy changes because you take so many shots from the exact same thing. So I'm like, why is he getting the advantage to shoot at his line? That's an advantage. It does have something. It's not gender. It's not genetic. It's an advantage. It's a muscle. Shooting is only muscle memory. And so that's what kind of, I don't know, people who don't, you know, actually play the sport don't understand. It's all muscle memory. But the second part, I think when Reggie like was joking around about, oh, so she could play with dolls, because it was a comment, I think, that Sabrina, when she was younger,
right,
that someone said you should play dolls and stop. My thought, I have daughters. So my thought when I first heard that, I was like, what's wrong with that? You should play with dolls and you could do sports. So I actually said it.
Right.
Like, you should play with dolls. And I screamed my daughter's names out. London, Kayla, you can play with dolls. But see, most people just don't check the tape. They want to just check the bait. You know what I mean?
And by the
way, they want to have bait. My history and track record is speaks for itself.
Oh, boy. I mean, it's also, I thought about this as he was talking. Like, it's the fact that he also just had something immediately to say about, like, it was Sabrina's fault that she didn't win and not the fact that Steph was great. Again, it's not the fact that, like, why again, immediately after it's over, your first comments are, well, Sabrina should have done this to do better. How about the fact that Steph Curry, the greatest shooter in the world, barely inched her out by two shots, like, by two makes? Like, I don't know. I just, so much of it is wrong there. And, you know, him using check my track record and real hoop heads know.
I got daughters. Like, you know what?
And then I got daughters.
I'm like, not going to say it.
That was but so we know much what about is. Like, I can't, I don't even know where to go with it.
Yeah. The whole I have daughters thing, that's kind of similar to there's another joke I'm not going to say.
No,
but everybody
I got
knows
friends
it.
Of color. Yeah. Like, come on. It's like,
I mean, I
all
can't.
Right,
yeah,
for sure.
Of course I'm advocating. And I think, In some world, I feel okay. But Kenny, the argument, here's my thing. The argument isn't that girls shouldn't play with dolls. It's the that's what's expected.
Yeah.
So you don't have to defend your daughters playing with dolls. Yeah. You have to defend the fact that it's the assumption that they should play with dolls. So he was all over the place, and it didn't make it much better when he tried to explain. Well, he didn't try to apologize or explain himself. An apology, that word kind of can trigger people.
Sure.
My question is this: between Kenny and Chuck, has TNT, for, I would imagine this is TNT's most successful show, right? Whenever they promote,
for sure.
And I know somebody's going to get on me. I'm not, you know, I know there's some other shows out there. Whenever they promote other shows, right?
No,
I mean, you're
no
there.
Thanks.
I think there was one about like the Arctic. It was like a sci-fi show. It
my
actually looked
Claws.
Okay.
Claws, like,
right?
Claws
and Claws is gone now. My question is this: has that group gotten to a point where we talk about Kings being untouchable? Has that group gotten to a point where they're untouchable?
Yes.
I mean, does anyone get reprimanded for, and we're not talking fired or canceled or anything like that, but just, hey, Kenny, maybe you should have done X, Y, and Z, right? When we have a situation, our boss calls us in, hey, maybe you should have done it this way. Doesn't mean we're in trouble. Yeah. Doesn't mean anything like that. Or hey, Chuck, maybe not joke about the homeless to where the All-Star game that pays you handsomely is going next year. Maybe not do that. Do you even think they get a call? Anybody gets a call or they're just untouchable?
I think they're untouchable. I think they're about as untouchable gets. Like they've earned it. Like they like you said, I think up top, like they have kind of mastered mm-hmm. walking that line. And usually it's all great and everyone acknowledges like this is hilarious. This is the best show on television because they're allowed to have that leash. But I think this is the downside of having that kind of leash is, I mean, you know, frankly, when they're not talking about basketball, which they already can frankly barely talk about because they don't watch the games and they'll even acknowledge we don't watch basketball, we're just here for entertainment. If you're going to put them and sit them in a broadcast seat for 5 hours, again, I think that this is what's going to happen is they're going to get loose, they're going to think, you know, we're just talking. This is just Chuck's just thinking I'm messing around with Draymond. Right. He's not thinking I'm broadcasting
on national television.
Whatever, millions and millions of
people.
But
that's why it's good too. Exactly. That's why it's good too.
And that's what exactly. That's what you're paying for.
Yeah, when we get back, a Bay Area native lets Chris off the hook. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Live and local.
This is Sacktown Sports.
His name is Dame Time. Dame Lillard, who gets the All-Star MVP. And he saved Chris Watkins from having to watch Tyrese Haliburton do exactly what Tyrese Haliburton wanted to do. Who had one of, it looked like, the best weekends ever. Did you see him? Man. He hosted a party the night before.
Did he really? Oh, I didn't see that.
So he hosted a party and he's singing the Drake, he's behind the DJ booth. I don't know what he's doing, but he's singing, I still got some love deep inside of me. And he's singing that song. So then I saw another clip today of Mario, throwback Mario at the party, and he's singing Let Me Love You with Mario.
Come on.
This guy had the best week ever. And when he made, what was that, 5 threes in a row, I had to refrain because Chris and I talk so much. Try to keep it chill on the weekends, but I had to refrain from texting Chris and saying, I'm sorry, brother. He's going to be out here cooking. Yeah. I think he's going to win this. And Dame Time saved the day for you.
Yeah, appreciate Dame always. It could have been bad. I mean, shout out Tyrese. He did take advantage fully of the situation. I think Team Pacers ended up winning Rising Stars.
They did win that, yes.
I think he made it to the second round of the three-point shootout, or he got eliminated in the elimination. Point is, he made it past the first round of the three-point shootout and then had one hell of an All-Star game for sure. I mean, I thought they were still going to give it to him. I probably still would have given it to him.
Right.
I think he hit 10 threes in that game as well, so... Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that we didn't get the full crowning of Tyrese's weekend, but it was still nonetheless. Like, that dude was everywhere this weekend, and if it's possible, I think his star rose even a little bit more just with how much they were just throwing him out there and everything. I think he had a celebrity game appearance as well.
No, well, I meant I was halftime. I was joking because I had the whole thing on all day, right? So I'm sitting there, and he's got on this. It was actually a pretty chill outfit for him.
It's like a B for him, like maybe even a B plus.
So he's got on the jacket, so you can't see you can't miss it, right? So they had him on during what I think might have been the celebrity All-Star game. So they had him on then, right? Then they had him on. This is Friday night during the Rising Stars, and I thought that it was I thought at first it was a replay, but they had him on two times before, and I'm thinking, I hope Chris is watching this, because he's just everywhere.
I was not.
He was everywhere.
He was everywhere. And, you know, shout out him. Like, it's his town. They made it very clear that, you know, this is going to be Tyrese's weekend from the start, but... Mm-hmm. Man, I'm just like, this dude. Give this dude a break. I mean, for real, I almost feel bad for him. It's like, he's not the most entertaining guy. And I mean, he is pretty entertaining, but like, he's not, you know, Shaq or anything like that. You can't just throw him in front of a camera and say, entertain us. It was a crazy weekend, and I don't know if you saw, he had another voice changing moment too.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I'm gonna have to put that in the rundown. we'll have to play that next. He had another moment in his post game press conference where he switched his voice up. It was the full Tyrese Halliburton experience this weekend.
Wow. Well, good for Tyrese, and you know, Indiana, and people were complaining too about the fact that it was in Indiana and how
a lot of complaints about that. Yeah.
Media as well.
But yeah.
But I mean, look, these are the same people that if you can't complain, and I hope that the only people complaining were from major markets. Because if you are complaining and you're from a smaller market, this is exactly why you don't get the free agents. You have to advocate for these smaller markets.
Yes.
You can't complain because of some snow or whatever it is, because you doing that and then you posting that is all part of it. Then when it's time for your team to hopefully land a trade, not that they can control it, but some of these guys can with all the player power that they have, or free agency, why would anybody want to go there? So I'm not excusing those from larger markets doing it either, but I get it, right? If you're in LA or Miami, I don't want to deal with this. But if you're from one of these smaller markets and then you go on to talk about how you don't like the, you know, the location and the weather, why would anybody want to go there? It just seems like hustling backwards to me.
I completely agree with you. But on the same token, I do kind of agree with the people that are saying, like, why are we having the All-Star Game in Indy when it's snowing? Last year, I was in Salt Lake City for the All-Star Game. Great city, but why are we having the All-Star? Especially for NBA players.
Like, you can say the same thing about the Super Bowl, though.
You for sure. I mean, for sure, but it's still the Super Bowl. Like, NBA All-Star Weekend, it has the name value, but, like, going to All-Star Weekend is severely dampened if, frankly, I mean, you can't go out after. I mean, I'm sure these guys are still going to party it up, but ain't no one really. I mean, I'm complaining here about the rain. Like, it was snowing in Indianapolis this weekend. It's just not like an attractive thing for people to go to. Like, and even the Super Bowl, they've started to kind of say, like, what, this year it was in Vegas, next year it's going to be in New Orleans. They just had the Miami one. I think the NBA All-Star Game should probably just stay in, like, New York, Vegas, Miami, and probably, like, Atlanta, maybe Chicago, too. Like, it should really stay in L.A., of course.
Well, I think it's less about the big city and more about what's the staple. I think when they're showing montages of it being in Indy, I'm thinking, I don't know what any of the, they don't, Indy, and someone can correct
they
me if
like
I'm wrong.
They say it's like the home place of basketball.
Right.
They say it's like where basketball
like the
got
pole.
Crafted.
All guests and callers join us from the Folsom Lake Honda hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop. If we're missing out on Indy's greatness, 916-339-1140, let us know. But they're showing montages and clips, and I'm thinking, this does nothing for me. The reason I say that is because even though they don't have an NBA team here, so they probably wouldn't do it, Nashville, you know, you have all the music and the food, things
Broadway.
Like that. Dallas, right? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to be one of those bigger cities, but it has to be something with...
It's got
to
be stuff to do.
Stuff to do, something that makes you feel... Like, at any point in time, did you feel like you had FOMO, right? Like, you were missing out on being there.
No.
Like, did you hope, man, if only Fox or Sabonis could have made it so I could be there right now.
No, not once.
Not really.
Not
have
once.
You guys
not
ever
really.
Seen Parks and Rec?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is based in a fictional town in Indiana.
Yes.
But they are heavy on basketball in that. They bring in Roy Hibbert a bunch.
they're
heavy on what, Pistol Pete is on the show a bunch. So maybe there are some deep roots there.
No, there is.
There's deep roots, but does
Hoosiers,
it translate?
Literally, Hoosiers is from Indiana. And they say, you know, I think there's even, they quoted James Naismith as saying, like, I think James Naismith is Canadian, but he's like, you know, basketball may have been invented, I think, at Kansas, but it got mastered and crafted and created really it like how we know basketball today in Indiana. So there's like a very hard rooting of very old school basketball in Indiana, but I don't think anybody cares anymore.
Yeah, right. You want people saying, I can't wait, I can't miss the next one. And luckily for us, we won't have to miss it because it's in the Bay.
Yep.
But if it was, you know, somewhere else, I don't think anybody, depending on where it is. Yeah, and it's unfair to some of these cities that might not have that calling card, but yeah, it is.
Sacramento. We've been trying Sacramento to get an All-Star game for years.
Sacramento is a really good example of that. You could even, Sacramento is actually a perfect example.
It's tough. It's really tough.
At least you wouldn't have to deal with snow.
From what I understand, we did a video on it last year. Yeah, it's a hotel issue. Yeah. They can't house enough people here, which is
They don't have enough premium hotels. That's what it is. It has to be above, like, let's just say 3.5 star rating. There's not enough premium hotels.
How far does it have to be? Here's my argument. Do we think that anybody next season, and they deal with this with Dreamforce, which is a really big event based on Salesforce in the Bay, and you have people saying in San Francisco, but you also have people saying in Oakland and other cities. When they say there's not enough in Sacramento, is it? And help me out now. I'm still dealing with the Sacramento
geography. Yeah.
So what about the Rosevilles of the world or the Fulton? Is that too far?
I don't know if they have premium hotels there.
But what's premium? There's
it's
a
like
question.
The Sawyer,
all I'm thinking of is the Westin and the Sawyer. The Westin's on the way to Elk Grove.
Places that Drake and rappers rap about that you've probably never stayed.
The Hyatt definitely counts as
Westin
one.
Road flows.
I would wonder if Embassy Suites counts as one. There's one right on the river, obviously.
I don't think so.
That's
not based on what you're telling me.
Yeah, like that might be for like media hotel, but not obvious. Like the players are all staying at the Sawyer 1,000%. There's the Hyatt where the players used to stay before the Sawyer was even there.
There's no Luxor or Excalibur here.
By the way, did you see that report? I sent it to Chris.
I
gotta just be honest.
What?
Bedbugs reported.
Dude, that's the Luxor is notorious for bedbugs.
No. I don't think it was the Luxor.
It was not just
Excalibur was on it.
Well, I wasn't there, so I didn't stay.
You weren't there.
Yeah.
Let me get the official report here. Health inspectors in Southern Nevada Health District inspectors found bed bugs in the hotel rooms at Encore, the Venetian, Mirage, and Excalibur.
And it tripped me out because Excalibur was last.
Yeah. Those are all separate. Those are all like
some
pretty
of them
far
are nice. Because
I'm reading it off and I'm thinking, oh, we're goody.
Yeah.
And
then
it
got to the end and I thought, oh,
man.
Yep, save the best for last.
There you go.
Did you guys get any itches or weird bites or anything?
No, but I definitely checked the bed before I laid down.
You can't see them with the naked eye, I thought.
No, you can't. But like, you can just see if
you
there's...
You got a vibe.
Yeah, I mean, if it's just generally dirty, there's a good chance there's more
we'll
than
be
just
all right. We got Lysol. We'll be all right.
We're past the point
exactly.
of contamination.
We were working all day anyway. We would barely even hit the bed. So
when we get back, LeBron or LaLiar says he has a 50-50 shot on whether he'll do a retirement tour or not. I know what 50 I'm willing to bet on. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Sacktown Sports. Check us out on YouTube. Search Sacktown Sports and subscribe.
There are certain players that just ride off into the sunset. There are other players that like a bit of a show. LeBron James says that he's not sure whether he'll just ride off into the sunset or do the whole shebang. And I could tell you, I'm sure, right?
I'm positive.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, and this is going to, I guess, I don't know if age me is the right word, but in the other way, reverse age me. Michael Jordan, did he do a full-on shebang-a-bang?
Which time?
The Wizards time, the last time.
That's a great question. I think so. I believe so. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe that there was some form of understanding, especially by the end, that it was going to be his last year.
Right. Because
the first time, though, no. There was no warning or anything like that. He just left.
Well, there was three times.
Exactly.
So the first time was, no warning. Second time, I couldn't tell you.
We need to watch The Last Dance again.
Yeah.
Who's the last time? Did everybody just watch The Last Dance during the pandemic and just put it down and never... I never watched it.
I never did either. I feel like I missed something.
You never
I never watched The Last Dance.
Period?
No, dude. I was
anti-culture, dude.
Playing video games every day. Doing nothing.
That is super fair.
That's
like, what are you supposed to do?
Like the only thing that was like right. monoculture yeah. at the time.
That's why that that's
I didn't
why
even
it
care
did so well.
I was locked. I guess I watched Tiger King.
I was gonna say
that was Tiger my King. Parents being like, "Come on,
you know what? Yeah. Right. Actually, Nate, that tracks."
Yeah,
Nate didn't watch Last Dance, but I watched know. Tiger King,
and I actually wanted tracks. To watch. I just wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, yeah. So you have Michael Jordan, who to me this whole full on. This whole full-on, oh, we're going to do this tour to end. I remember, you know, Big Poppy, it was ridiculous. When you're getting gifts at every, yes. I think that's the line for me. Are you getting gifts at yes. every arena every when it's your last time playing? And I could definitely see LeBron pretending like he doesn't want it when he actually does.
Yes.
And we've discussed what that line is. Derek Jeter did yeah. it as well. But what are we talking about? LeBron's going to do
LeBron's it. LeBron's 1,000% going to yeah. do it. He is not Kobe. Like, Kobe reluctantly did it. Mm-hmm. And that was, like, true to Kobe. Like, Kobe yeah. didn't want his enemies praising him. That's, right. like, the last thing he wanted. Yeah. LeBron loves mm-hmm. attention. Like, he loves attention probably just as much as he loves basketball. There's a 0% chance that he's not going to. I mean, he's teasing us about teasing us.
Yes.
Like, there's 0% chance that he's just going to let an entire season go by and then just say, you know, this is actually my last season. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't tell none of y'all that, but this is actually my last. No, like, he's going to blow it out. There's going to be ESPN specials. There's going to be every single city is going to give LeBron something. I mean, here in Sacramento, I don't know if anybody out there knew this or not, but LeBron James played his first career game here in Sacramento. I know that's shocking news to everybody, but I guarantee we'll give him, like, a piece of the court or something like that. There's 0% chance LeBron is just going to opt out of being praised.
Well, one thing he will not be getting praised about, and really more of the opposite, is the dunk contest and whether or not he ruined the dunk contest. And we haven't even really talked about the dunk contest. You had Jaylen Brown jumping over a Zont that was sitting down in Kai Cenat, who goes about...
Don't forget about the left-handed dunk.
What's Kai, about 5'5", maybe, something like that. Yeah. So you have Jaylen Brown. I thought that Jakob Toppin's dunk was the most underrated dunk of the evening, and you had Mac McClung eventually getting it done. They just gave it to him. And Stephen A., I look, real quick before we get to the Stephen A. sound, I think that, Chris, this is just kind of a personal thing, or yeah. whoever. I mean, you're in Sacramento. I think that De'Aaron or Sabonis, the wrong will get right next season, and one of them will be in. So if you're thinking about going to the Bay for the All-Star game, I have a feeling that everybody in Northern California that would like to go to the All-Star game, this is just an initial feeling, I think we are going to enjoy the fruits of this All-Star game's labor and how bad it was.
Yes.
Like, I think that next season is going to be fire.
Yes.
And if you've been waiting and wanting to go to an All-Star game, I just have a feeling that next season is going to be really good.
I'm pretty sure, isn't the last time the Warriors hosted the All-Star game, the Jason Richardson dunk contest?
Yeah,
if I'm not
yeah.
mistaken, that was in Oakland. Mm-hmm. So it would be awesome to have a moment like that too. I mean, I could see it. I mean, it sucks that it has to happen in the Bay Area, not in Sac. But
right.
I could definitely see that, because there was so, I mean, Adam Silver, you said it, he tried to make this All-Star game work. Mm-hmm. He was super upset about how, you know, they switched it back to East versus West and took away all the draft stuff and all that. I could see them really making an effort to try and make it work.
They're probably working on it right now.
Because if it's not going to work out next year, you run into the problem of how many years in a row is the All-Star game going to be bad before people... I mean, I tuned out. Like, mm-hmm. Before just casuals, everybody is just like, I'm just not going to watch on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. I think that they're going to switch some things up. You go from having the Halliburton parade to you know, Steph, what it's going to be next.
It's going to be disgusting.
It's going to be
a disgusting act by TNT next year. Oh my gosh.
It's going to hit so hard on mute.
I don't know
if he's going to do the 3-point contest.
He's going to do the dunk contest.
But hold on.
They're going to have Draymond doing commentating too, for sure.
Oh my goodness. Hear me out. If De'Aaron Fox keeps shooting like this,
stop it.
You get him into the 3-point contest against Steph. Both Under Armour guys. Come on. Give me something here. Let's hear from Stephen A., who is basically blaming LeBron for ruining the dunk contest.
LeBron James is directly responsible
for ruining the slam
dunk. Oh, are you serious?
Yes, he is.
Thank you.
Said, yes, he is.
I'm
not
finished. I'm not finished. I'm not finished. And I'm not laughing. I'm dead serious. All that other stuff, Hall of Fame, Mount Rushmore, phenomenal, four-time champion, all that other stuff, we will miss him when he's gone, appreciate his greatness to hope it.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing, Shannon, the one thing, I'll even let, Shannon, I'm so serious about this, I'll shut up about the GOAT debate if you hear me out, okay?
Okay.
The slam dunk contest, I got the stat here, Shannon, because when we're talking about the slam dunk contest from 1985 to 1997, five of the 13 slam dunk contests were won by future Hall of Famers Jordan twice, Dominique Wilkins twice, Kobe once. Michael Jordan participated in the contest three times. Dominique Wilkins, five times.
Five.
Every high jumper, every skywalker, every above-the-rim talent salivated for the opportunity to compete in the slam dunk contest. It stopped when LeBron James said, I'm not doing it. And from that point forward, the stars who followed didn't feel compelled to prioritize a slam dunk contest. The tradition that was set by others preceding LeBron James. We watched LeBron James, and then you know what he did, Shannon, to rub it in? He'd do it on the layup lines before games.
Where do we want to go with that?
Perk.
Perk.
I gotta say, Perk making the noises.
It happens all the time.
To start the video, if you have not seen this video, find it and watch Perk in the beginning. He freaks out and points at the camera like he's so excited. And then Shannon's pissed. It's very funny. It made me laugh.
That's Big Perk. He's always making some sounds that are coming through. Yeah, that there's just a lot going on there. But you know, there are people not only blaming LeBron for the dunk contest.
Yeah.
There are people blaming LeBron for just ruining the All-Star game, the whole All-Star weekend.
It's a new, thanks, Obama. It's thanks, LeBron.
Thanks, LeBron. You ruined this. Because if you do look at it, you go back to the Kobe, when it was Kobe's NBA, guys were competing a little bit more.
Now you're starting to sound like the old heads.
I'm just saying.
Back in my day.
I'm just saying. Look at, just follow the trend as it becomes... As it becomes the LeBron NBA, that's when the dunk contest went down, right? And that is when the All-Star game, not that, maybe less about the actual All-Star game, but it feels like LeBron, when he took over as the face of the NBA, both of those things started to go down the toilet.
Sure. I'll give him the credit, I guess, for destroying the dunk contest because those are really tough numbers to dispute. Everything Stephen A. said, like the Dominique doing five, Jordan doing three, even Kobe did one when he was young. Like, there's not really an excuse for LeBron not doing it when he was younger. Mm-hmm. Everybody wanted to see it. He just kind of didn't want to do it. And, you know, whatever. I'm sure a part of him does regret it. Because, frankly, I think that's why guys like Zion don't do it. I think that's why Ja Morant isn't in the dunk contest. Like, I do think that people use LeBron as the example of, oh, he didn't do it, so if it's too big for LeBron, I'm trying to be the next LeBron, so it's too big for me, you know? But, in terms of the entire All-Star weekend, that's interesting. I haven't thought of it that way until you presented it to me earlier, and... you know, I wonder how much of that is kind of like I said earlier, though, how much of that is the accessibility that's happened since 2003? You don't need to highlight yourself in the All-Star game as much because everyone knows who everyone is nowadays. You don't have to play well in the All-Star game to kind of separate yourself. It's interesting. I think LeBron definitely plays a piece in it, but also, you know, I think it's for the better. I think LeBron has always kind of just in general ushered in this, I'm a business. I am a businessman. I am literally a business in myself. And so part of that is you got to, you said up top, at the very start of the show, no one's trying to get hurt in this. A lot more important is the 82 games, making the playoffs, being there in
the
finals.
But not the slam dunk, though.
Slam dunk, I'm willing to concede that for sure. That's definitely, there's a direct line from LeBron not doing it to nobody else doing it after. You could also maybe throw Vince into that, too. I think after Vince Carter did what he did year after year, people were just kind of I can't do that. There's no topping it. And so... it got to a point where, we had tons of shticks. You had Dwight Howard coming out the booth. You had Blake Griffin jumping over Kias and all that stuff. And I think it just kind of got lost.
Well, and then do you think another part of this also is Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon and how Aaron Gordon, okay, so somebody actually did it. He ends up getting robbed and Dwayne Wade kind of just jokes about it now.
Yeah.
So again, if maybe it was heading back to have some credibility, it then took a step back.
Sure.
Because Aaron Gordon got robbed twice. He tried.
Two times.
You had a star name in there twice.
Yeah.
And you robbed him twice. Yeah. Right? And now people are thinking, well, they don't even know what they're doing. I mean, and let's put some of this on the judges, too. Now, if you want to talk about the old heads and things like that, that Jacob Toppin, there were a couple dunks to where people are like, these dudes are tripping. And nobody was doing this stuff back in their day.
Yeah.
Right? So
but they gave Jaylen Brown like a 48 covering his eyes late.
And is it because Jaylen Brown is on the Celtics and he's a star?
Because he's an all-star.
Who knows? Who knows?
I
think you need to get younger. I think you could even have a peer in there, right? I think
Kai Cenat be a judge.
Right. I think you get younger. So I know you can have OGs, but you can't have all OGs.
You cannot have
You got
all
too many OGs. Yeah. Okay, no disrespect whatsoever. Coming up next, and we do have something from Alex on the Sack Chat. Shout out to the Sack Chat and or the Sack Mob, however you identify. Alex says, why invite Mac McClung versus Malik Monk? Yeah, Alex, we kind of chatted about this last week. I think they were down for whoever. I think a bunch of dudes said no. I think it was
the indie factor.
Yeah, I don't think that they decided on Mac McClung or any of these dudes over Malik
Monk. They definitely did not decide on Jacob Toppin. I can promise you.
There's no way. There's no way. Coming up next, Giannis says he doesn't watch basketball. Is that a problem? Is that why he has no bag? Styles and Watkins, Sackdown Sports.